is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Sam Epstein in memory of Peggy's father, Mr. and Mrs. Tommy Caller in memory of Erica's father, Mr. Martin Klapholz in memory of his extended family, Mr. and Mrs. Stanley Leiker in memory of Goldie Leiker, Golda Rachel Basr Chaim, and Ernest Mailman, Yerucham Ben Moshe, also welcome to the extended Leiker Mishpacha. And Mrs. Audrey Weinstock in memory of Israel Weinstock, Yisrael Ben Chaim Baruch. I also want to take this opportunity to wish a Tzitzchem L'Shalom to Ibi Lieber, who was here a moment ago, who's going back to Eretz Yisrael for another year of learning Torah. We hope he stays in touch with us, and we wish him that he should grow malav, malav, and malav satorah. What I want to discuss with you today is very clearly outlined in the title of the shir, El and Shuvah, it's not what you think. When I was growing up, El, the time of El, and discussions of Shuvah always seemed to be very heavy and very difficult, and always kind of brought with them a little bit about, you have to feel guilty about what you've done, you have to feel bad about your past, you have to start over now, make new resolutions, a very, very intense and stressful process. And the Yom Noraim in general, as a result, end up being like a little bit stressful. They end up being not so much about enjoying yourself and about having simcha, let's say like you would on Purim or on Hanukkah or even on Sukkot and Pesach, but more about the heaviness and about, you know, thinking about everything and being overwhelmed by feelings. What I want to do with you today is I want to show you that that's not true. That this perception of the Yom Noraim is not reality. It's not based in really what our belief system is. It's not really what the Torah or Chazal intended us to approach the Yom Noraim with. So I want to go through a number of makoros that discuss tshuva, discuss what our place is within tshuva, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us within tshuva, and then to through that kind of see what the real essence, what the mahus of this entire time, of what our perspective is supposed to be during this time, exactly how we're supposed to feel, how we're supposed to approach this entire period of El Yom Noraim going forward through Yom Kippur. So one of the first makoros that one has to go through when they discuss tshuva is where the Ribono Shalom discusses tshuva. There's in Parshas Netzavim an entire piece of the parsha that discusses what seemingly is tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what's going to be in the end of days, that He gives us a havtacha, that we will return to Him, that although we will be in Galus, He's going to come and save us from Galus, He's going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, He's going to bring us to be a great nation again, and return us, and that's a part of the process of tshuva. So within that parsha, He makes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something very, very interesting. There's a very, very interesting point made. The Torah says, Umal Hashem Elokecha, in the first source, Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ves levav zarecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will remove the blockings from your heart. La'ava es Hashem Elokecha, so that you should love Him. B'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha l'man chayecha, so that you'll return to Him. V'nosan Hashem Elokecha es kol ha'olos ha'ela alayvecha v'alsonecha shartfucha, and all the bad things will end up going to your enemies. V'ata tashuv, and you will return. V'shamata b'chol Hashem v'asisa es kol mitzvosav asher anochi mitzavecha yom, you will return and do all the mitzvos. V'osircha Hashem Elokecha b'chol ma'asi yadecha b'pibrit necha u'b'fri behemtecha u'b'fri ad masecha l'tova ki yashav Hashem lasus alecha l'tov, Hashem will return upon you and He'll rejoice with you kasher sas alav osecha, just like you rejoiced with your forefathers. Ki tishma b'kol Hashem Elokecha, because you will finally listen l'shemor mitzvosav v'chukosav v'hakasuva v'sefer ha-Torah hazeh ki toshav el Hashem Elokecha b'chol v'abcha v'chol nafshecha. Seemingly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're saying constantly, you're going to return, I promise you there's going to be tshuva. And then He says something very interesting. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavecha hayom, because this mitzvah that I require of you today, lo niflas mimcha. It's not away from you. It's not far away from you. It's not difficult. V'lo rechokehi. It's not far from your being able to do it. Lo b'shamayim hi. It's not in the heavens. Le'mor mi'ala lanu ha'shamayim v'yikachena lanu v'yishma'enu osa v'nasena. That people would say, oh, it's so far away. It's so difficult. We'll never be able to do it. No, lo rechokehi. V'lo me'ever layam hi. It's not even across the ocean. Le'mor mi'avor lanu el'ever ayam v'yikachea lanu v'yishma'enu osa v'nasena. Not Abraham either. Ki karav elecha adavar ma'od b'ficha u'bilvavcha la'soso. Because this thing is so close to you, it's in your heart, it's in your mouth, you'll be able to do it. So the question all the Mepharshim deal with is, what is this talking about? What is this mitzvah hazos? this mitzvah is not far from this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, we're going to return, we're going to do the Torah, it's going to be wonderful, he's going to come back to us. And then he says, ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah. Very interesting. What is that? What's that mitzvah? What's this random mitzvah that's being stuck in here? Is it this one mitzvah?
Shuvah.
Oh, so many of the Mefarshim look at this, and they say, mitzvah hazos is just a way of referring to the whole Torah. It's just he's saying a mitzvah azos. He was just saying all about the mitzvahs are not difficult to do. You will do the mitzvahs again. So now he says a mitzvah azos, meaning the entire Torah. But the Ramban says that's not the case. A famous Ramban. The Ramban says as follows: V'tam ki a mitzvah azos. So some say al kol Torah kula. Some say it means the entire Torah. So says the Ramban v'hanachon. But in my opinion, the real thing is as follows: ki al kol Torah yomar ki kol ha mitzvahs asher anochi mitzavach hayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu earlier, when he was speaking about doing tshuva, he already said, kol ha-mitzvos ha'ela. That refers to the whole Torah. Then it says, kol ha-mitzvos. Aval ha-mitzvah ha-zos. But when it says here, ha-mitzvah ha-zos, this mitzvah that is so easy to do, ala tshuva ha-nizkeres. This is speaking about tshuva. Ki v'hashivos ha-ela b'avecha v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Mitzvah she-yitzav o-sanu la-soskin. Because this entire part of the parasha is telling us that there is a mitzvah for us to return to do tshuva. V'namra b'loshan ha-beinoni lirmos ki b'havtocha ki osir adar v'lioskin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not even really just requiring it of us. He's guaranteeing, you will, I promise you, do tshuva. It's not a doubt, I give you avtocha, a promise. V'hatam, why? V'hatam ki imi nidchacho b'ktzei ha-shamayim. V'hato bi'aram, the reason it says, if you're far away, in the ends of the world, among all the non-Jewish nations, v'atem bi'aram, among their nations, tucha loshev el Hashem, you'll still be able to do tshuva. V'lasos kechol asher anochi mitzavach hayom. And you'll be able, even when you're in galus in the most difficult situations, you'll be able to do tshuva. Why? Ki ein hadavar nifla. Because as the Pasuk said, it's not a difficult thing. V'rachak mimecha, and it's not far away from you. Aval karav eilecha ma'od, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the tshuva is so close to you, it's so able to be done. La'soso b'chol eis u'b'chol makom. It's easy to be done at any time and in any place. Incredible Ramban. Ramban says, this piece of Marshan Tzavim is telling us a lesson about tshuva. What a HaKadosh Baruch Hu views, doesn't view it as something that's very hard to be done and only a few tzaddikim can do it. Every single person, b'chol esu b'chol makom. So the Hashem says, lo b'shamayim hi, lo me'ever le'yam hi, karov elecha adavar. Every single person, in any place, in any situation, even in the heart of galus, tshuva. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu approaches tshuva. That tshuva is something that is easy. It's a pleasant process. It's a happy process. What does Hashem say? He says, "Sas anochi alecha kasher sas alavosecha." I'm gonna be happy. I'm gonna rejoice with you in your tshuva process, just like I did with your forefathers. Tshuva is something that's a process of simcha, a process of happiness, a process of fulfillment. Not a difficult, hard, guilt-ridden, difficult, annoying process. It's something very different. So what I want to do is I want to go through a number of makoros and really bring out this idea how this is, because it's hard. Sometimes when we're educated, we learn the other side of tshuva. We learn that tshuva is something very difficult. It's something that can't really be done. It's something that you have to feel bad about while you're doing it. And really, that's not the case. The Pasuk in Koheles tells us a very famous idea, which is one of the reasons that tshuva is something that's very accessible to every person. Ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaaseh tov v'lo yechta. There is no person in the world, there is no righteous person in the world who actually lives a life with righteousness that doesn't sin. We believe as Jewish people, every single person is imperfect. The only perfection is the Ribono Shel. No one is able to go through life and never sin, never do anything wrong. Sin is a part of the existence of a Jew. Sin and tshuva, chait and tshuva, a constant process, a constant going through of life, is specifically this. We believe very, very strongly that there is not supposed to be perfection. Only the Ribono Shel is perfect. For that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this tshuva so accessible. He made it in this way. When we approach this time of El, when we approach time of Yom Noraim, it's not a time to look at ourselves and to look down at ourselves, to look at what we've done, to think about our whole life, we really didn't do the way we should have. And it's a time to look forward. It's a time to see that we are exactly where we're supposed to be. We're imperfect human beings. We're people that live a life. We try very hard to bring Yiddishkeit into our life, to do Torah, to do mitzvos. And it's a very difficult thing. And that's when you have to remember, ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaaseh tov le'echta. The way of being a tzadik is to be someone that falls and gets up, and falls and gets up, and falls and gets up. So what's then the real challenge of tshuva? If that's the case, if it's so clear to the Ribono Shel Olam that it's so close to us, so what's our challenge of tshuva then? How come when we come to do tshuva, we feel so challenged? If the Ribono Shel Olam says, Lo me'ivra yam hi, lo rachok mimecha, lo nifla adavar mimecha, if it's so easy, how come we feel such a challenge? So there's a very interesting medrash. Very interesting medrash, a lesser known medrash. It's brought down also in the Talmud Yerushalmi, in the Psikta de Rav Kahana. It's one of the smaller, more abstract medrashim. It's a very strange medrash. The medrash says, as we're going to see, that somebody, a group, whoever it is, went around and they asked a question to the Ksuvim, to the Nevi'im, to the Torah, and then to Hashem. So, you know, right, we have a Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. So whatever that means, the Medrash says, the Ksuvim was asked the question, the Nevi'im was asked the question, the Torah was asked the question, and finally the Ribono Shel Olam was asked the question. And the question was about, what happens to someone that sins? What is the end result to someone that sins? What is the result of their sin? What is the result for what happens to them after they sin? So the answers that are given really enlighten us exactly what the whole idea of tshuva is. So the Medrash says like this, Shalu l'chachma, chachma is another term for ksuvim. Shalu l'chachma, hachoteya mahu onsha. Someone who sins, what's their punishment? Amra lahem, so ksuvim answered them with a pasuk from ksuvim, from Mishlei. V'chatoim tirdof ra. The people who sin will be chased by evil. That was his answer. Machteya mahu onsha, what's the punishment for someone that sins? They will be chased by evil. Okay. Shalu l'nevuah. They asked the Nevi'im, Hachoteya ma'oncho. What is the punishment for someone that sins? Amra lahem. So the Nevi'im answered them, Hanefesh hachotas hitamus. The soul that sins, the person that sins, will pass from the world. Okay? Pasuk from Yechezkel, from the Nevi'im. Shalu Torah. They then went to ask the Torah, Hachoteya ma'oncho. Someone who sins, what is their punishment? Amra lahem, Yavi asham v'yischaperlo. He has to bring a korban. The person who sins has to bring a korban, and then they'll have kapara. Okay, it's three answers so far. Chachma said he's going to be haunted by bad. Nevi'im said he's going to pass from the world, and Torah said he has to bring a korban. Shalu l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And after they went to the Tanakh, they went to the Ribono Shel Olam himself. Hachoteya ma'oncho. What is the punishment for someone that sins? Amar lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Yaseh tshuva v'yischaper lo. Do tshuva, and it's all gone. So very interesting. Then the Medrash goes on to say, Hado d'chsiv, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this? Tov v'yashar Hashem, because the Torah tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tov v'yashar, he's straight and he's kind and he's good. Amar Rabbi Pinchas, lama hu tov, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu good? Shehu yashar, because he's straight. Lama hu yashar, why is he straight? Shehu tov, because he's good. Al kein yorech hatayim baderech, that's why he shows the sinners away. Shehu mora lechatayim derech sheyasu tshuva, because he shows those with chatayim how exactly to do tshuva. What's this medrash saying? They went to Ksuvim, Nevi'im, Torah, and they went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A strange medrash. Epis, a very weird way of presenting this. There was a sefer Tal Chaim by Rav Shmuel Tal. Was a Rosh Shiva in Nevi'i Dekalim in Gush Katif. Now they're in another place in the south. It's a very big Baal Machshava. Quotes from a lot of different Sifrei Machshava and an explanation of this Medrash. When we approach tshuva, sometimes we approach it, we come to tshuva, we say, how can I do tshuva? Chatoim tirdof ra. Look what I did, look what I ruined, look how I made my situation. I had no hope. It's going to constantly happen to me. Chatoim tirdof ra. The bad is going to haunt me. It's going to follow me. There's no way I can really do it. That's my punishment. Okay. I'm going to now live a life. Chatoim tirdof ra. Sometimes we approach tshuva, and what do we say? We say, Hanepesh achotasi tamas. Rachman al itzlan. We say, what's the point of my living in the world? What's the point of my continuing to live any kind of life that's meaningful? Look what I've done. Look at the things. I come to El. I look at this past year. How can I ever do it? Like the Navi says, Hanepesh achotasi tamas. There's no hope. Sometimes we approach tshuva, and we say, if only I could bring a korban. Yeah, I could bring a korban, then I'd start feeling a little better. I should do something. Me sitting here and just in my mind making a change that I'm going to now start doing B instead of A, or acting in this way instead of that way, that doesn't help. I need to do something. Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he tells us, wrong, wrong, and wrong. Ya se tshuva v'yischaper lo. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I don't need you to feel bad. I don't need you to bring me korbanos. I don't need you to do anything. Like he says, Lo racho kadavrei mecha. When you say to yourself, I do tshuva, I want to do tshuva, you show the ratzon that I have a ratzon to do tshuva, that's it. It's done. Yasa tshuva v'yischaper lo. Al kein yora lechatoyim derech, like the Midrash says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, it's not for you to look at things in a negative way, it's not for you to start feeling guilty, it's about for you now to say, yasa tshuva, b'zeo. Rav Tal writes there, what's the real challenge of tshuva? It's not doing tshuva. It's allowing ourselves to do tshuva. It's looking at tshuva the way the Ribono Shalom does. Easy. Easy. Go ahead, do it. Very easy. We sometimes look at tshuva. What do we look at sin? We see a sin. We do a chait. And then it's like we see it as a block in the world. We're trying to go now forward. And we see constantly we're walking forward. And there's this big block of chait in the way. And how can we move forward? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't create blocks. It's my world. I own this world. I run this world. It's impossible to create something and then not be able to pass it. When you do a sin, the Ribono Shalom says, you turn the light off in the room. You take the light out. All you have to do is flip the switch again and turn it on. There's no matter. It's a simple, easy process. This is what Medrash says. Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chateo Ma'onjo, no onish. Yase tshuva v'yischaper lo. Just do tshuva. That's it. There's no other issue. Unbelievable. No other issue. That's what this Medrash says. To further expand on this point, there's a beautiful piece written by Rabbi Tzadok, or Tzadok HaKohen Lublin. Tzadok was one of the very, very famous great Galitzianer Hasidic masters. He, until 24, was actually from the Misnagdim, and then he met the Ishbitzer, one of the great Rebbes, and immediately converted to become a Hasid. So Rabbi Tzadok, one of his main issues that he discusses over and over and over again in all his Sfarim is about Tshuva. Something he was a very big believer that tshuva is a constant process within life. Rav Tzadok even writes in one place, he says, chait, when we say Malocha l'aretz kavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, that includes chait. Because there could not be tshuva in the world without sin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants tshuva in the world. Tshuva is mekareves as a geula. Tshuva brings the geula. Tshuva is something that makes the world run. How could there be tshuva without sin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that people should go through such a process. So Rav Tzadok writes an amazing thing. Tzadok writes here that there should never be yeyush by any Jew. No Jew should ever feel a lack of hope in anything, especially when it comes to their own spiritual process of tshuva. How come? We know that the beginning of our nation, what was the beginning of our nation? It was Avram and Sarah, right? They were the beginning. That's where everything came from. What happened with Avram and Sarah? Were they going to have children? They weren't going to have children. They were old, they didn't have any children. They thought, Avram thought, okay, the whole Haftacha, it's not going to happen. They reached a point of yeish, so much so that Sarah laughed, right, when she heard she was going to have children. What is it? I'm an old woman, I'm not going to have children, my husband's old, it's never going to happen. So Tzadok writes as follows. Ein li Yehudi li yisyayish mishum davar. A Jew can never have yeish, can never lose hope in any situation. Bein bin yoni aguf, kamo she'amru, afilu cherev chada al tzavaro alim merachamim. Bein bin yoni anefesh, afilu nishtak alamokum she'nishtak. So a Jew can never lose hope, even in a physical situation, when there's some problem, he's being attacked. Bein bin yoni anefesh, or spiritual. Afilu nishtak alamokum she'nishtak, even if he goes down to the point where he goes down. V'chata b'davar sha'amru, and he sinned even such a terrible sin that it's a sin they say she'ein tshuva mo'elas chas v'shalom. And it's a sin where it's a kind of sin that tshuva doesn't even help. O she'tshuva so kasha, or doing tshuva is difficult. O she'ro atzma mishtakeh v'holich b'nyonei olam hazeh, or he sees himself just going on and giving into taivas and giving into everything. Even so, al yisyaish ba'atzmo lomar shelo yuchalif roshod. A Jew can never lose hope and say, I'll never be able to leave it. Ki ein yeyush klal etzel ish Yehudi. Because there is no such thing as losing hope when it comes to a Jew. V'Hashem Yisbarach yachol lazer b'chol inyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help in anything. So what's the raya? It says like this. V'chol binyan umah ha-yisraelis ha-yachar ha-yeyush ha-gamor. The entire building of the Jewish people occurred when? After complete loss of hope. How so? Avram v'Sarah zekeinim, because Avram and Sarah were zekeinim, they're old people. Umi mal Avram hinika shelo al das Adam od laham in zeh v'afilu acharav tochas hamalach. Right, that no Avram, no one believed that they would have any children. V'sara tzadekes yada v'hemina d'Hashem yizbarach kol yachol v'mkol d'tzach lo b'kirba. And then Sarah, who was a tzadekes, who believed that Kadosh Baruch Hu could do anything, she even laughed when she heard she would have children. She'a rachol gets lalaham in zeb yediyah ziknas avram v'kein ziknasa. She couldn't believe that if she's so old and her husband's old, it's possible to have children, even though she believed in Hashem. V'im haya ratzon Hashem yizbarach l'fakdam haya pokdam mikodem d'lamayit b'neis adif. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu, she knew, would actually give him children, he would have done it earlier, so that it wouldn't be this crazy situation where they're old people and they have children. V'lo avid nisim makuchin tzara, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just do nisim for no reason. Avo be'emes me'es Hashem ha'isazos she'yebinyan ha'uma davka achar hayeyesh ha'gamor she'lo hem in shum adam v'afilu sara she'tipak yirod. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the whole building of the Jewish nation, the birth of the next forefather, should davka be after everyone lost hope that there should ever be another, there should ever be a continuation of the Jewish nation. Why? Ki zeh kol ha'adam ha'yisraeli. Because this is what it means to be a Jew. Lahamin she'ein l'siyayish klal. To believe, never to lose hope in any situation. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always help in every situation and will do anything. And not to think, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me like this or made me like that? Unbelievable, Tzaddik says. How come he didn't just, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just give Avram and Sarah a child right away? How come he made this whole thing where he made them old and then they had to not believe it and then happened? It's to show us that to show us at the beginning of the Jewish nation, so that we see that the entire basis of the Jewish nation is never, ever, ever to lose hope. Is to always believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. Unbelievable. And where does he specifically say that? He specifically says this by tshuva. The whole nature of tshuva is to believe no matter how bad it was and what you think you did and how bad you think you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu akol yachol. Anything's possible. You want to do it, He will help you do it. Again, the same thing. Lo rachol kadavar mimecha. Lo nifleis mimecha. Lo me'ibar layam hi, lo b'shamayim hi. It's not far away. It's something that's very easy to be done. This is what tshuva is. It's a happy thing. It's a wonderful thing. Rav Kook writes in the next source, Rav Kook, in Orosa Tshuva, his world famous source on tshuva, they say the Ger Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, was so amazed by Rav Kook's sefer on tshuva, every el, he kept the whole el on a shtender, a copy of Orosa Tshuva. Rav Kook writes in Orosa Tshuva, Mirayonos ka'ela shel kedusha v'shel tshuva, she'hem mivim lidei atzvus, tzrichim lehisrachik lefamim. When a person comes to tshuva and they feel depressed because they feel bad what they did, you have to go away from such feelings. Ki yesod hasimcha hakshura ba'omek hakodesh hu gadol mikol tochin shel kedusha v'shel tshuva acheres. Because the greatest form of tshuva is simcha, is happiness, is in realizing how special you are. The Ribono Shel Olam helped me just like he did Avraham and Sarah. Al kein kasher baros lo machshavos shel yira v'shel tshuva v'derech yitzavam. When a person gets feelings of tshuva in a sense of depression and anxiety and negativity, yasiach da'ato mehem ad shetiskonin machshavaso. One must remove those thoughts from their head, Rav Kook writes, until they feel confident again. V'yekabel alav kol ha'tochin shel kedusha v'shel yira shamayim. And they should accept upon themselves what they want, the yira shamayim and the kedusha, b'derech chedva v'simcha haru'yir li'ishrei lev ovdei Hashem be'emes. Because the real way of accepting tshuva is through chedva, through joy, through simcha, through happiness. That's the way real worshippers of Hashem accept the tshuva process. That's what it's all about. All of tshuva is about realizing how special we are, how we're just like Avram and Sarah, how we never have to have yeyush, how it's easy, how it's a wonderful process, how it's something to enjoy, how it's not the whole idea of guilt and of then making everything negative. That doesn't come from our religion. It doesn't come from us. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah, He says it to Pharaoh. You just need this, all these other sources to bring it out. It's not far away. It's an easy thing. It's a wonderful process. It's about simcha. Sasanochi alecha kineshasha sasti alavosecha. I'm going to rejoice like I did with your forefathers. This specific way. So how do you do that? How do you then take all these ideas and bring it l'maisa? L'maisa, when it comes and you have the feelings of tshuva, a lot of times it ends up being negative. How do you practically take those things and then approach it in that way? So Rav Kook answers that a few pieces later in Arosa Tshuva. It says, "Im adam nishbal kol kach bedato." If a person feels so bad, "Atshem mirov meriros nafsho al otzem yiridaso amusaris," that he feels so bad about his what he feels is fall and his moral decline, and that he doesn't act in the right way, b'chol chatosav, and all his sins, einenu yachol, and as a result, einenu yachol laharim rosh lasuk b'torah b'mitzvos, he therefore feels there's no use in learning Torah or doing mitzvos, b'yishuvu shel olam, there's no use in continuing a family, u'b'chevras habrios, there's no use in making a social circle and being with people and having friends and being with those you love, b'menucha v'simchas nefesh b'ria, like as a happy and healthy soul would do, to be among people and be happy. If you feel so bad that you just totally remove yourself from life, you don't act in the way that you used to act, at that moment when he feels that, a person has to put the following to their mind. If a person feels so bad, you're already a Baal Tshuva Gemura. He's back. You're back. You're perfect. You're more perfect than ever. V'yuchal aniach dato, and you can forgive yourself. V'lashuv l'simchaso, and be happy again. V'chedvas rucho, and have joy again. V'lasuk b'chalatov mitoch lev shakeh v'sameach, and to once again participate with people and be with people, learn Torah and do mitzvos, and be around and come to shul and be together with everyone. Ki tov v'yashar Hashem, like the Medrash said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tov v'yashar. Rav Kook says, what happens when a person feels bad immediately at that moment? What do they have to say? It's done then. If I actually so much love the Ribono Shalom that I actually feel bad about doing something, I did tshuva. That's it. It's done. There's nothing else to feel bad about now. When a person says, Tati, I love you, I did something and I feel bad about it, that's it. What will a good parent do at that time? They say, look at my child. It took the time to think for a minute and actually feels bad and wants to... How can any parent say no? That's what Rav Kook says. At those times, you have to remember how happy you have to be. It's done. Everything's finished. The minute you start to feel that, it's all over. That time, Rav Kook says, you have to start returning to Simcha. You have to realize there's no Yeish anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted it. So what's the whole challenge of Tshuva for us? The whole challenge of Tshuva is to learn to think about it like this. To not think about it in a negative way and to think there's no hope. To dafka remember, there's always hope. There's always time. We have a Father in Heaven that loves every single one of us so much. That cares for us so much, that only wants good for us and our people. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is what the tshuva is all about. El and tshuva is not a sad time, it's a happy time. It's where we return to the Ribono Shel Olam. It's where the Ribono Shel Olam told us. That's what we say, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. We show him an El, we love him. And it's a return, it's like a wedding once again. This is the whole idea of tshuva. And just one last point. If we notice in the Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu discusses tshuva, he does it in the context of the Geula. He discusses tshuva in the context of returning to Eretz Yisrael, of returning and bringing Mashiach. That's where he discusses tshuva. The process of tshuva is not just an individual process. Every time a person does tshuva, Chazal says it's mekarevus ha-geula, brings the Geula. The entire rolling out of Jewish history is a large process of tshuva. It began in Gan Eden, and then a human fall happened, and we were removed from Gan Eden, and then we came to Eretz Yisrael, and we sinned, we were taken out, we went here, we went there. All of this was a macrocosm of the Jewish life. Of starting somewhere, of being challenged, of having to learn how to deal with those challenges, and then eventually coming back. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks about tshuva specifically in the context of the ultimate geula, because our doing tshuva together, that is what ends up bringing the spiritual geula. That's what ends up bringing the actual geula. So a person has to recognize, and the Sifrei Machshava talk about, when they do geula, when they do tshuva, they're not just helping themselves. They're helping the whole nation. They're helping everyone. They're bringing everyone up with them. They're raising the whole universe along with them. The whole process of tshuva happens with that. I'll just finally finish with one thing. There is a letter that Rav Kook wrote in the early 1900s. It was written by a rabbi from Europe, a rav in a certain town, who writes to him that he has trouble feeling happy. It sounds like he's depressed. He says, I don't feel happy. I try doing, it's hard for me to do tshuva. I feel bad about everything I'm doing. I don't think that I'm really giving anything to the world. Rav Kook writes to this man an amazing thing. He says, if you tell someone this one thing, any person would be happy. What's that? If you would tell someone that they can help the entire universe in anything they do, they would feel wonderful. My little self, I can help. He says, if you tell someone they could help their fellow Jew, the whole world, the animals, the trees, everything. Cook says, every time a person does a mitzvah, it has a snowball effect. It helps somehow, in a spiritual sense, it helps your fellow Jew, it helps the whole world, it helps the animals of Kukrait, it helps the trees, it helps the entire universe. Every time you make yourself happy when you're feeling the other way, it helps the entire universe. We, within ourselves, are able to recognize that. That we should be able, through our tshuva process, to be able to help everyone. We see when we help our friends, our family, how one little thing, one word, one action, can help everyone and do everything. This is the case specifically with tshuva. When we do tshuva between ourselves and with God, we help the entire universe. We grow the entire universe. We bring the gula to the Jewish people. So we should be zocha by looking through tshuva, through this light, through this perspective, that we should be able to have a good elul, a happy elul, elul of simcha and of joy, a Rosh Hashanah with simcha and joy. We should have Yom Kippur with simcha and joy. And we should be able to come into Sukkos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, the sukkah is made of two walls and a tefach, right? It's two walls and a tefach. That's the minimum sukkah, two walls and a tefach. So all the mefarshim ask, how come you have two walls and a tefach? Where does that come from? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, he says, you know what two walls and a tefach is? It's a hug. Two arms and like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Yom Narayim, embraces us. He says, my children, I love you. You came back to me. We should be zocha through this process of tshuva. We should come to the sukkahs. We should be able to be zocha to sit in the sukkah. We should come to the sukkahs, David HaNofalas. We should come to Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. And we should greet Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu.